Listener-supported KTOO, welcome to Juno Afternoon, broadcasting live from the homelands of the Occoquan and on demand as a podcast. It's Friday, May 9th, 2025. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Gunath Chi, Shawa, Toeksiknusum, Salamat. Thank you for joining the conversation. And you can also join us behind the scenes on our live stream at YouTube at ktoo.org/JPMLive or by visiting KTO's Facebook or Instagram pages. Today, music, 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 and more music. Memphis Gold is performing tonight at the Jack. They join us for a little music and conversation. Juneau Alaska Music Matters is holding their first faculty informance featuring music by George Hawley and Alina Levi on Saturday, May 10th at 6 p.m. They join us for a little preview. The Getting Strangers, the outlaw space country band, is playing at Tracy's Crab Shack tonight with a heated dance floor. We talk with band member Daniel Kirkwood. And seven bands total, including five youth rock bands and two adult bands, are supporting Juno Soccer Club on Saturday, May 10th in the Juno Rockin' Goal. We chat with organizers and musicians about this family-friendly event. Music and conversation coming up this hour on Juno Afternoon. Now live from the red carpet stage, this is Memphis Gold.
Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. I want you to rock me. Rock me all night long. I want you to rock me, darling. Like my back ain't got no bone. Roll me like you roll your wagon wheel. I want you roll me. Roll me like you roll your wagon wheel. I want you roll me, darling. You don't know how you make me feel. Rock me all night long. I want you to rock me, dog. Like my back ain't got no bone.
Oh, yeah, that right there is a little bit of Memphis Gold. They are part of the Juno Jazz and Classics that is happening this for next couple days for sure, and then also goes into next week. Basically, Memphis Gold is here tonight at 7 o'clock at the Jack, and they're also going to be having a special class at 6 p.m. beforehand, so you can learn a little bit of blues dance, so that when the concert starts at 7, you'll be able to dance it out, right?
That's right.
And then if you can't make it tonight, there's a blues cruise tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Out at Stater Harbor, and tickets are still available for that. And you can find out all that information at jazzandclassics.org. Memphis Gold is here. It is Memphis Gold.
Yes, sir.
Lead singer on guitar and also vocals, as well as I have Danny Ewell. Is that how you say your last name?
Danny Ewell.
Ewell. Okay, excellent.
His name, Danny Blue.
A.K.A. Danny Blue.
And Danny Blue. And then I have Steve Wolf over here on the bass.
Yes, sir.
Now, I always ask this question, Memphis, and you can answer this for me. I always think that bass players are always the coolest member of the band.
Always.
Is that true of Steve? Is he cool?
Oh, he's a real cool guy. Sometimes he's cooler than cool.
He's cooler than cool. I like that. Okay, excellent, excellent.
And a pay raise.
Memphis, you've toured the world many times over. You've played with a bevy of legendary artists. You have been around the block, as
yes,
they
sir,
say.
Yes, sir.
And it's wonderful that Juno's getting a couple opportunities to see you and your work. Is this your first time to Juno?
This is my first time to Juno, but not my first time to Alaska. I've played in Fairbanks twice.
Okay.
And I've played in Anchorage once. And now this make my first time. It seems like I'm going to be home from here for pretty soon.
Yeah, you know, this is your place to be.
Covering all of the avenues here in
It's pretty nice. And today, you also, earlier today, you played a free concert at the Jack for the community. Which,
yes, sir.
How did that go? Did that go all right?
Oh, my God. Lots of energy, lots of young kids. I mean, I gave out probably a thousand autographs to the little babies.
Oh.
And they really enjoyed themselves. It was enough energy in that room to power this whole town.
I love that. I love that. And where do you all call home?
We're in the DMV, which is D.C., Maryland, Virginia. I'm in Virginia. We're in Virginia, and we got one guy who's in Maryland, and then we got one, I think he's in from D.C. as well, originally, probably.
I got you. Okay. And how is it to, for you, Danny, how is it to travel around with Memphis?
Oh, it's like being next to blues royalty, so to speak, and then I like the historical aspect of it and to learn as I go along in my journey with the blues.
Yeah, absolutely. And when did you start playing the harmonica?
Oh, good. I'm still a puppy, about maybe 40 years.
is the harmonica one of those instruments that's like easy to learn, hard to master?
I would say so. That you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, I imagine that would be, because I mean, anybody can blow into harmonica, but to make it sing,
that's right?
Right? Exactly. To make it sing is
a
whole nother thing.
He does a great job of it. I really enjoy playing with him throughout the years. We have had some great shows, and he's just a great harmonica player. He might be the best harmonica player, but he knows how to fit there, you know, with you. He knows how to lay right there with you, you know.
He knows how to play it with you. I love
yes,
that.
Sir.
That's
yes,
so good. And have you had some good food while you've been here so far?
Oh, man. I had last night about, what time was, I guess I got home about 11:30, got here to town, and I had some of them big snow crabs one of the guys in the band brought.
Yeah, Alaskan crab.
Yeah,
Alaskan crab. Yeah, oh, nice, nice.
And I mean, I went to a piece.
That's so good. And Steve, how long have you been playing that little guitar there?
he gonna tell you his age.
I started when I was 16, and it would have been around 1966.
1966.
And I took piano lessons as a little kid.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I love that. I mean, I love the bass sound, maybe because I'm a big guy and, you know, I don't know. There's something about it that I just love. That's good. And Memphis, when did you start playing guitar?
Well, when I first got my first guitar, my first guitar was a cigar box and a ruler and some rubber bands.
Oh, you made your own guitar.
I made my own guitar, and it actually played. But then after my hands got big enough to go around the neck, my father got me a mandolin, and then I worked from the mandolin to the guitar, and it's been history ever since. I had a chance to sneak off to a street of ill repute as a child back in the early 1960s, which was Beale Street. And so I would go down there and tap dance and play my guitar, and that's how I got a lot of experience of the old timers, you know, like, matter of fact, I used to see Albert King quite a bit. I used to see Uncle Ben, a lot of those older guys. Matter of fact, I'm probably one of the only guys who saw Skip James as a little boy. So, so it was probably pretty enjoyable.
But your daddy was waiting for you when you got home.
Oh, he was waiting for me. Yeah. Oh, my God. Was he waiting for me? I mean, if I hadn't had some money, I think I would have gotten a whooping. I really would have.
And after all these years, Memphis, if you could like have to pick like one blues song that would be encompassing the genre, is that something you could name?
Well, like I said, there's a lot of great artists out there that I like. That stuff, Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King, Buddy Guy. There's a lot of guys out there, but I guess as growing up, I think I heard a lot of B.B. King, you know.
B.B. King. Yeah, I'm just thinking if we had to put something in like a time capsule or something, like you'd want people hundreds of years from now to hear, would it be B.B. King maybe?
Well, I would say Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King.
Howlin' Wolf, B.B. Okay, yeah. Got to do a little bit of both.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. All right, well, this is happening tonight. Memphis Gold is playing over at the Jack across the street at 7 o'clock tonight. The 6 o'clock is when you can learn how to do the dance. There's no more tickets for the dance, apparently, but you can just get those at the door if you want to show up at 6 o'clock, learn a little blues dance. And then also, of course, the always infamous Blues Cruise that is happening tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and you can get more information about that on the Jazz and Classics website as well. And I'm going to turn this stuff back up a little bit so we might be able to rock another tune before we got to go. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
All right.
Well, this next song that I'm going to do, I guess this probably was one of the first songs that I ever really just learned all the way through. You know, sometimes you stop at different songs because some of the difficulty is. But and I might tell you this song is about a young, I guess I had to sing it to a young lady who I was crazy about at the time. And I've always had this knack for older girls. So, I mean, older women or older girls. But I was about 14 and this girl was about 17. And I was kind of, I really was... really wanted to see her and talk to her and date her, but her parents didn't like me for some reason. Anyway, I used to want to sing this song to her, and I'm going to do it right now, just like I did back then.
All right, here, let me let's go. This is Memphis Gold live from the red carpet stage here at KTOO.
I got to see you. Somehow, not tomorrow, right now. I know it's late, I can't wait. Come on, little girl, and steal away. Asking this of you, if only your phone would approve. I know it's late, I can't wait. Come on and steal away. Thank you.
was wrong. Asking this of you, there's no other way. I can be with you. Yeah, if only your folks would approve. Don't you know it's things like this? Yeah, we wouldn't have to do. And oh, I won't tell anybody else. I'm gonna keep it to myself. I know it's late. I can't wait. Come on and steal away. I think Danny Blue might have something he wanna say.
I'm talking about right there. That's awesome. That's Memphis Gold. Check them out tonight at the Jack or tomorrow on the Blues Cruise. More at jazzandclassics.org. Thanks, Memphis, for coming in. Danny, Steve, thank you so much. Going to the cheese for being here today.
Thank you, man.
Up next, we're going to talk to Juno Rock and Goal, a special event for the Juno Soccer Club. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO, but we might as well jam to a little bit of some recorded Memphis Gold. This song right here, this is called Gator Gonna Bite You.
That Florida Swamp Gator.
Not the one down at WPFW.
WPFW? I believe it means with plenty of fine women.
Yeah, this is the gator every Saturday morning.
That's the gator I'm talking about.
He'll whisper in your ear, tell you what you wanna hear, so you better watch out. That gator gonna bite you.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Alaska Airlines Club 49. Membership information available at club49hub.com. This is Juno Afternoon from your listener-supported public media station from KTOO. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. You can also join us on our live stream on KTO's YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram pages. So many places. It's awesome. Juno Rock and Goal is a Juno Soccer Club event happening tomorrow, May 10th, from 6 to 9:30 p.m. It's a fundraiser and will feature seven bands over the course of the evening. Nicole Bass and Michael Moss are here to share more about it. Gunath Chi, Shat Ye Adi, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you both in the studio. Nicole, how are you today? Wasa Iyati.
Thank you. I'm doing wonderful, and thanks for this opportunity.
Of course. And Mike, nice to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, Mike was a subject of one of our songwriters on Songwriters. Wonderful episode. You can go back in the archives on kto.org/JunoAfternoon. Hit the Songwriters on the Songwriters tab, and you'll see Mike there. He also interviewed. You were one of the interviewers.
Yeah, I interviewed Annie.
Mm-hmm. Annie Bartholomew, who's also on the Songwriters. Many more to come for that, too, which is a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Okay, so, Nicole, how did this... soccer and rock and roll, how did this come about? I guess the kick and the drum, I don't know, where did it come from?
Oh, Juno Rock and Goal, baby, we're excited. So my son Jackson participates in both programs, so with Nagoon Berry's music, with Mike Moss here. He's been practicing all year with rock band lessons each week, and both of my children participate in the Juno Soccer Club. And I remember talking to Mike asking, hey, you know, when can we see the bands play? Like, how cool is that? And you know, so we were kind of brainstorming how we can, you know, book a venue and get to see all of these youth rock bands. And at the same time, you know, trying to get involved in fundraising for the soccer club, because there's just so many kids throughout our community who benefit from that program as well. And so the idea came of like Juno Rock and Goal. Why not? Like let's have a fundraiser and listen to some music and support our community's youth. So
I love that.
Yeah.
And it's tomorrow at 6 o'clock,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And where is it at?
So it's at the Jack.
Okay.
Doors open at 5:30. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. We have a light concession stand. We have some games, some raffle prizes throughout. Dr. Amy Dressel and Sean Bass will be the hosts throughout the event. And it's just going to be a great time listening to some music. And
where do we find out more and get our tickets and stuff?
So you can buy your tickets online through the Jack. There is an event page that you can find on Facebook. And you can also pay at the door.
Great.
So that's great. While I'm talking, I want to give a big shout out to some of our corporate sponsors,
sure,
like Tracy's Crab Shack, Aurora Bliss Health and Wellness, V Cellar, 49th Estate Planning, and various other community partners. We're really into the idea and have really helped sponsor this event, so we're excited.
It's amazing how the community comes together for things like this, which is just fantastic. And so that's interesting. Go to jahc.org to find out more and get some tickets.
Sure, absolutely.
And learn more and get your tickets available there. And so, Mike, why seven bands? There must be a lot of kids playing this rock and roll.
Yeah, well, it's kids and adults.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have a teaching studio in Agoonberry's Music, and among other things, I teach rock band lessons to all ages.
And we're talking about rock music, not the rock band The Game, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. Probably some of the same songs, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, so it's pop and rock music played by groups of folks. You know, at 6 o'clock, right at the beginning of the show, it's going to be a couple of kids' bands, like elementary, middle school age kids.
I was going to say, like, how young? So it goes to – what's the youngest member?
Youngest member was 8 at the beginning of the school year and is now 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what do they play?
So the kids can pick, well, kids and adults, but they can pick guitar, bass, drums, keyboard, or singing. And there's, a mixture of all those in each of the bands.
Oh, that's so amazing.
But the kids started off, and then about, roughly a third of the way through the show, it'll be teenage bands, and then the last third is adult bands.
Okay. That's pretty awesome. And are these all bands that are made up from people that you have taught at Agoonberry's Music?
Yeah, they're all my studio bands. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and honestly, I mean, I'm a little bit biased, but I think some of these bands are some of the best cover bands in Juneau. It's just nobody's heard them because we don't get out that much. We're more focused on the learning and stuff. But yeah, and no matter what time of the night you're going to be entertained. And you can get tickets to the door, as Nikki mentioned, and then we're going to stamp hands, and so you can come and go. So you can make a night of it. You can come like at 6 and watch the kids and then go have a bite to eat and come back and dance to the grown-up bands or however you want to split up your night. You can.
So how do – I'm especially curious about the kids' bands, obviously. Mm-hmm. Adults, I get it. They probably have experience with music and they know what kind of songs they want to play and things like that. But for the kids, two things. One, I'm curious about, is there always a battle for one position? Does everybody want to play the guitar? Does everybody want to be the singer? Or does somebody – I was just talking with Memphis Gold, and I was like, the bass players, to me – That's a fun instrument.
Bass players are so underrated.
They're just like the coolest people in the band, and so I would always gravitate to the bass. But do you find that the kids are gravitating towards an instrument naturally, or do you have to sort of help them figure that out?
No, typically when somebody comes to me and they want to be in a band, they usually have an idea already what they want to play.
Okay.
Sometimes they don't, and they'll just come to the studio and I'll meet with them and I'll just kind of put them on each of them and see what they think and they can kind of get a feel. I think the most common one that people want to play is drums, which is unfortunate because it's the only thing in a band you can't really have two of.
Right.
So there's only one per band.
Yeah.
And I think the least popular is singing just because that's pretty, that's pretty nerve-wracking to sing in front of a group. But in general, when folks come to me and they want to play, I get to know them and where they're at and their ability level and their age. And then I assemble the groups based on that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
So they don't have to fight.
And then do they get to pick the songs? Are they aware of the repertoire and they're able to choose from certain ones? Or do they go, hey, I heard this song by Blink-182 and I want to do that song?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, the band select the songs most of the time. When they first start out, when they're brand new, there's no experience required for my program. So a lot of times I'll have a band full of people that are just beginning their instruments. And so in that case, I'll pick out songs that I know work at that level and that I can simplify enough for those bands. But as soon as the bands get any traction under them, then I try to do songs that they want to do.
I see.
And I said you'd be surprised because if you come tomorrow night, you're going to hear a lot of 80s and 90s rock, of course. And I say of course, but you're going to hear a lot of that. And if you know me, you're probably going to think, oh, Mike must have picked all the songs that they're doing. But I didn't. I honestly didn't. It's all the kids and the grownups. And it's kind of cool. I have to say that the younger generations these days are much more musically open than I was. Like when I was that age, if it was boomer or older, we didn't want anything to do with it, but now it's like the kids don't care how old the song is as long as it's good. So you're going to hear a huge variety.
I think for folks like me who grew up in that time, that has now become the music. When I was that age, I was listening to stuff from the 60s and the 50s thinking that was, the older music, the classic music. But now Guns N' Roses, that's classic music.
Yeah.
You know, that's classic music. And so I don't know, what kind of stuff will we be hearing?
Oh, geez. There's a huge gamut. Everything from 80s to modern stuff. Even a couple originals, which is really cool. A few of the bands are writing original music, which is, you know, which I highly encourage because songwriting is just such a cool, you know, form of expression. But yeah, a couple originals, but mostly it'll be rock and pop music from the past like 50 years or so.
Okay.
One of the teenage bands is super into like 90s rock, so you're going to hear a lot of like grungy stuff.
Some Nirvana in there maybe? Or?
No Nirvana, but like some Stone Temple Pilots, Pearl Jam, you know, that kind of thing.
Pearl Jam, yeah.
Some Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some of the kids' bands have a lot of 80s. Right. Like
I wouldn't consider Bon Jovi,
Bon Jovi
grunge.
No, not grunge. No.
But yeah. I did love Bon Jovi. I saw them a couple times. Oh, yeah. My favorite bubblegum rock band, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And underrated singer, I think, because he can hit some octaves, that boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And so this, again, it's a fundraiser for Juno Soccer, which is what you are, you run it, right? You're
no,
like,
I'm a soccer mom.
You're a soccer mom,
yeah,
okay.
You know, and my kids have benefited from both programs, and I just feel like it's a great opportunity. It's for music lovers, it's for sports lovers, and combining just these different programs and highlighting them and supporting our youth, and it's going to be It's definitely a different and unique fundraiser, and that's what I love about it, like rock and roll, you know. Yeah. And
meanwhile, my students get a chance to play in the Jack, you know, with the big sound system and stuff, which is, you know, normally that kind of thing would be out of our reach. So it's going to be really fun. Yeah.
That is an awesome thing. This is a fantastic event. It's happening tomorrow. Saturday, May 10th from 6 to 9:30. As Mike said, you get a stamp at the beginning so you could come and watch some of the younger kids, take a break, go get a bite to eat, come back, or just stick around for the whole thing and rock out, right?
Yeah.
Is it all rock pretty much the whole night?
Rock and pop.
Rock and pop.
Like, like some of the, one of the grown-up bands does a couple Chapel Roan songs.
Oh, nice.
And they do really well, which you should stick around and see that. But yeah, so it's, and, you know, there's like Journey and, you know, so it kind of skirts the line. But I would just say pop and rock music, yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. That sounds really good. I really like that. I'm so thankful that you were both able to come in and tell us about this today. And where do we find out more about the Juno Soccer Club, Nicole?
You can go to their Juno Soccer Club website. I think it's junosyouthsoccer.org, I believe.
Google's your friend.
Yeah, you can find that online. They also have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And we'll have at the event and on the event page, there'll be links to the soccer club as well.
Okay, great.
And so there's, I don't know exactly how many, but I think hundreds of, or at least 150 kids in the community who participate of all ages, and that's really great as well. And
that's
so.
Cool.
I just love, we have some amazing youth programs in this community, and the more our community gets to know them and support them, the better.
By
absolutely.
Our powers combined.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nagoonberry's music, you can find that online, I'm sure.
Nagoonberries.com is my website. Yeah.
Okay.
Or if you come tomorrow, you know, come talk to me or pick up a card or something.
Absolutely. I love people training the next generation. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mike Moss, Nicole Bass, thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
And it's so good. And we're going to talk about more music next because we're going to have the Juno Alaska Music Matters in.
Oh, there's so much good stuff happening.
It's amazing. They're your competition tomorrow. they have a special event happening at the Shrine. We'll learn all about it next here on Juno Afternoon. We're going to play a little bit of some Buddy Tabor in this break. This is Blinding Flash of Light from our own Juno rock and roll boy, Buddy Tabor. Thank you. Gonna cheese. All right.
The 60s came, the 60s went, the dreams of peace and love were spent. The right attacked, the left had died, the good Samaritan crucified. Jesus said to love your neighbor, but the rich got richer, wouldn't do you no favor. Now, baby, ain't living right. Well, I'll be one of that blinding flash of light. Ronald Reagan headed ecology, took a chainsaw, clear cut the trees, sold a birthright to the Japanese. All we got was computers and TVs, surfing on the internet, the things you've never found out yet. Drowned in the age of information, whistles with hell from a whole damn nation. Baby, ain't living right. Well, I'll be one of that blinding flash of light. Just as ain't blind, she can see the daylight of
of reality. How much a lawyer costs and the rich walk free. Ask OJ if they don't believe. You can get away with murder if you're a billionaire. When you got a lot of money, honey, nobody cares. Now, baby, ain't living right. We'll all be one of that blinding flashing light. This country's starting to remind me of pre-World War Germany. Feel the hate, the fear, no repentance. Got no mercy, got no tears. Lincoln rolls over in his grave. If he could see these Republican senators today. Now, baby, they living right. We'll all be one of that blinding flashing light. They want to turn this country into Bosnia. NRA right-wing gun freaks take the blood of our precious children. Turn around and spill it into the street. Masturbating with a gun while they're eating Soldier of Fortune. Now, baby, ain't living right. We'll all be one of that blinding flashing light. The Russians sell nuclear arms to angry Islamic states. You turn around and tell me that there's hope. You spin back around, say it's not too late. Standing in the shadow of Armageddon, judgment's waiting at the gates.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're listening to Juno Afternoon from Studio 2K at KTO, dedicated to Carolyn Hobbs Peterson. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Juno, Alaska Music Matters has impacted so many students over the years. It's a Juno institution and is a valued program here in the school district. And tomorrow, the faculty of JAM, as we like to call it, is doing a special informance. I love the name of this, informance. They're doing it at the Shrine of St. Therese tomorrow at 6 p.m. Everybody today on the show has an event tomorrow. That's pretty amazing. I love that. It's a casual gathering to check out some new compositions by George Hawley, orchestrated by Alina Levi, and also performed by the other JAM teaching artists who will name. I'll have Megan name those in just a few minutes here. But Megan, George, and Alina join me now to share more. Gunath Chi, Sha'i Adi, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Wasi Iti, how are you, Alina?
Good. It's good to see you again, Boston.
It's good to see you always. Megan, hi. Yeah. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you again.
Thank you for coming in. And George, always a pleasure.
Gunath Chi.
Gunath Chi. Shaha. Yake. I like it. And I see you have your drum, and we're going to hear a little something here in a little bit. So, Megan, let me start with you. Can you tell us, for those who don't know, what is JAM?
Yeah, Juno Alaska Music Matters, JAM, is a program that provides in-school and after-school music instruction in a way that supports social-emotional learning, academic growth, language revitalization. And so we're really helping to support the whole child from K through 5 or 6 now primarily, and then as well as secondary students, so that we're really supporting hundreds of students each year. Yeah. This year is our 15th anniversary, and this year we operate in Ok Bay Elementary, Seti Tishanach Elementary, Kachdgu Hin, and throughout the community.
That's amazing. Yeah, I was going to ask how many years, but 15. It just seems like it's been here for so long, and it's just such a wonderful outlet, right? And it's a wonderful creative program for the students to get involved in, which is really cool. And how do people get involved in it at their school?
So the program is totally tuition-free, and it's open to any students at those schools. And we really work to make all programming as accessible as possible. We have free busing and snacks, and there's no registration deadline. Although the school year primarily operates in school sites. We do have a summer bluegrass camp that any Juno youth in 4th through 8th grade can attend, and a chamber music camp for 7th through 12th grade. And students can visit our website, junomusicmatters.com, to register and learn more.
junomusicmatters.com is the place to go. Thank you, Megan. I really appreciate that. And you are doing this thing called an informance. Who wants to tell me about the name?
I think Franz Belkel coined that term, I think. Maybe not. But it's basically a mashup of informal and performance. So just kind of a more low-key kind of performance setting, like might be slightly like rehearsing at the same time.
We're performing. Yeah, so informal performance, informance. Mm-hmm. I like that. Now, these are new compositions by George, and then you orchestrated them.
Mm-hmm.
So how did this collaboration come about, George?
Oh, well. Oh, I'm just so blessed, really, to be taking part in this. I just want to say that. I'm just so appreciative of Alina, offering to arrange these pieces. I've been working on a whole number of songs in various native languages and really laid it out there. I thought that, you know, I work so intuitively that I sang a whole number of songs and left it open to Alina to be able to choose, you know, among them of something that she would also like to arrange. So I'm just kind of wowed at this opportunity to, well, usually I'm just singing with my drum or singing out on the beach or in a living room, or, and it's so amazing to me to hear with all the instruments.
Mm. So how many instruments will there be tomorrow?
At most, we'll have a full string quartet plus a B-flat clarinet as well, and then George's voice on top of all that, so kind of a quintet sort of thing. Yeah.
George, that's amazing. That must feel so...
I feel like I've just entered a magical world. That's what it's like. I can suddenly like see and hear all the little birds that have come to sing too.
I love that. And so you were talking about you're writing these songs in various different languages?
That's right. You know, ever since I started writing music, I've been writing music to support our native languages, my own, of Deganog. And the places that I live, whether that's Denaina or, you know, now for a great many years here on Tlingit Ani.
Mm.
So, you know, songs that support the idea of seeing ourselves in the future, of seeing ourselves holding up the language, and maybe even dreaming in them.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like that. And so, Lena, when you are arranging these songs, what's the process for you in doing that? Are you listening to like a tape that George made of you and getting inspired, or how did it work for you?
Yeah, always listening back through recordings, like as I'm going through the writing process. Like it's all. Like, these are all very much George's songs, for sure. But these are all also songs that he very often is sharing with the children in the jam program as well, that just kind of taking some of the emotions that these songs bring up in the young ones and seeing if I can put that to music somehow.
Interesting. Was there one that was particularly inspiring or one that was particularly challenging? I'm curious.
I think the one that we'd like to play for you is definitely a favorite of mine.
Okay.
It's called Kusachan Kagao, Love and a Drum.
Okay, Love and a Drum. I like that.
George kind of tells the story a little bit better, but like comes from a direct quote from a student at Sititi Shanach.
Oh, okay. What's that story, George? And then we'll hear the song.
Oh, my goodness. So we are having a family activity on a Wednesday where we are getting families together to work on projects to support the music. And in walked in this beautiful family, second grader Little Miss Eva, and I thought, oh, this just might be the moment. I asked Miss Eva, Eva, what do you think? Do you think now's the time to put your two words to music? She said, what two words? And I, you know, reminded her that 2 years earlier in kindergarten,
oh, wow,
there was a circle of friends, and I asked them all, who here can name two ingredients for a happy heart and a happy school? Well, I had something in mind, but there was a little hand that just shot up right next to me, and it was so confident, and I called on little Miss Eva, and she said, love and a drum. And, oh, I was so taken by that. I thought, that is everything right about that statement. And so 2 years later, during this family gathering, I asked her, is this the time to maybe place that to music? And she said, yeah. So she decided on a beat. She decided on what she wanted folks to feel. And we worked our way through this little song. And at the end, I asked her, is there anything that you wish to change about this at all? And she leaned into me and she said, how about add a little kindness?
Oh, so. That's amazing. That's amazing. I just love children so much. That's amazing. Okay, so we definitely want to hear Love and a Drum. So why don't you guys get set up, and I'll ask Megan to tell me a little bit more about why you guys get set up, the other faculty members. We want to give them a shout out, you know?
Sure. Yeah, we have some really talented teaching artists on our team, and we always, our kids get to play all this great music, and it's we never get a chance. So this is our opportunity. There will be Franz Felkel, who is the teacher at Kachtaguhin, and also, of course, concertmaster of the Juno Symphony. And we will have Meg Rawson on viola, another amazing teaching artist, and Jaja Moss on clarinet, Alina Levi on violin. I'll get to play cello on some of the pieces.
And oh, nice. George
Holly. Yeah.
Absolutely. And of course, again, it's an open program, right?
It's an open program, and we really, you know, this is our last jam event for the school year, and it's just a chance to celebrate and reflect and breathe out, and people are welcome to come and go. It's free, donations accepted, but just an opportunity to share, I mean, these amazing pieces that Alina has arranged, and George's music played by some great friends and fellow musicians.
I love that. Okay, so let me do this, get situated here, and get this microphone turned up so we can hear some of this. And I also want to make sure that we can see you well, so we got to move our little...
See well?
Yeah, we're streaming, George.
Ah! No one's sad.
All right, there we go. Okay, so live from the red carpet stage, this is George Holly and Alina Levi. Take it away.
Kusahan kagal, kagal, kusahan kagal, 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 chugu genki tutla on, kuavan a drum, Kagal, kagal, kagal. drum, chugu genki tutla on.
Wee.
I love that. Thank you so much, Gunnar Cheese, for being here. I really appreciate it.
Yay, piety.
It's Juno Alaska Music Matters tomorrow night at the Shrine, the informants from the faculty. It starts at 6 p.m., and you can find out more at junomusicmatters.com. Megan, George, Alina, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you all here, Gunnar Cheese. Okay, up next, we'll talk with Daniel Kirkwood from Getting Strangers about their performance tonight at the, I just lost my camera. Okay, that's good. We'll fix that on the break. we'll talk about their performance tonight at Tracy's Crab Shack. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO.
Southbound out of Shreveport, headed saw a sign on the barn door said, the good Lord Jesus saves. But I don't think Jesus knows him, cause he ain't the praying kind. He's a laid-back country picker with a laid-back country mind. Gave the folks a good show at the Shreveport Coliseum. Folks heard he's dying, so all come out to see him. Friends and neighbors and make him happy, lure them South Queen Street to find. He's a laid-back country picker with a laid-back country mind. Up his town has turned around, just picked him up and laid him down. His old troubles, they keep on swimming, cause they too damn mean to drown. Says he really turns her on. Says she hits the floor dancing when the DJ plays the songs.
All right. That's little Daniel Kirkwood, along with Kennedy Joe, singing in the studio on the red carpet stage, I think from last year sometime. But it's all good. We've got Daniel Kirkwood from the Getting Strangers in the studio now. And there is something happening tonight. If you want to get out and dance on a heated dance floor in the night sky of Juneau on a spring day, well, the Getting Strangers has you covered with their outlaw space country, as they like to say, tonight at Tracy's Crab Shack. Is this the Tracy's right across the street here from KTOO?
Yep, just down here downtown on the water. Tracy's 2, as they call it. But, yeah, just by the KTOO studios off Whittier Street.
And so you're technically playing outside.
Well, it's under a tent, thank goodness. And so everyone will be dry and happy. Under a tent, bright lights, and should be nice and warm in there.
Now, the Getting Strangers, can you tell me about this outlaw space country band?
This was a band that came together with a bunch of musicians in Juneau who just loved this kind of music and wanted to have it here in Juneau. So we got ourselves together. It's myself with Josh Fortenberry, another great singer-songwriter, along with Kennedy Joe singing, and then Mr. Andrew Heist on fiddle, Ben Higdon on the pedal steel guitar, incredible instrument, Clay Good on drums, and Seth Hooper on bass. And, you know, we're looking at songs that are fun to dance to. That's always what we're looking for is good songs, get up and move.
So are these, is Getting Strangers, are you mostly doing covers or are you doing some of the original stuff too?
Well, we have predominantly done country songs from the late 60s and 70s, but we're starting to work in originals too, and I think that's a really exciting thing for this band. I think tonight we'll play a couple originals, including one of Josh's, and I'm really enjoying that.
He's got some upbeat.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
you mean because it's, what are you trying to say?
No, I'm just saying, like, he talks a lot about working out his stuff on his records, and a lot of them are a little bit slower, right? But the music, but if there, but you can dance to some of them, I would assume. He's got that one, like, I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's like this thumping one that I really love.
Yeah.
But I can't remember the name. And I know that you and Kennedy and really Andrew, I know, is writing now too. So all of you are starting to write more music, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And you know, I've always enjoyed songwriting. I think that was really what I first came to music through, was that storytelling. But I think, you know, when you think about country music and the blues come from the same place.
Yeah.
This is both just two families in American music that come from the same place, which is people making music for each other to dance to and sing along with. And so I think that that heritage is really evident in the music. And we've been blending a lot of the blues and the soul back into what we do. And that's been really fun, too, where you take an old fiddle tune and then blend it back into a disco beat or blend it back into a soul tune. So you'll hear some of that tonight, too.
That's cool. And what time does it start tonight?
We're going to get going at 8 p.m. So, okay. Yeah, if you're downtown, come along down to Tracy's. It's $10. And under the tents.
$10? That's a crazy good deal.
I'm glad to hear
you
think
so. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, we're happy to have as many folks want to come join us. I think it'll be a good time. I think it'll be just a great time to get together with our community and keep up the dancing and keep up enjoying music.
I love that. That's so good. It's tonight at 8 o'clock at Tracy's, and it is the Getting Strangers. Now, how long has the band been together?
Only a little more than 1 year.
I was going to say it's about a year, right?
Yeah.
A little bit more? Okay. And do you find that as the group plays more and more together that it's, like, is it just getting tight?
It's really fun, and I think this is true with any relationship you have.
Yeah.
It's fun when you get to know someone for the first time, and then the longer you enjoy getting to know each other and playing together, the more fun it gets.
Oh, man. And I saw some of the recent work that y'all did during Folk Fest at the Crystal Saloon, and it just looks like a blast. It just looks like you're having so much fun.
Yeah, well, I think a huge shout-out goes to the 50th edition of the Alaska Folk Festival. Those guys put on a heck of a party.
Yeah.
And we're very, very lucky to have that opportunity in this town and to see that festival grow to incorporate all kinds of music and become such a wonderful event.
I love that. It's the Getting Strangers tonight. Daniel Kirkwood, Josh Fortenberry, Clay Good, Andrew Heist, Kennedy Joe,
Seth Hooper, the list goes on.
Seth Hooper, Ben, like all of the awesome artists that you know here in Juneau getting together and just playing some raucous, fun tunes for you to enjoy. So that's tonight at Tracy's Crab Shack. All right, we got to wrap up. That's Juneau Afternoon for this week. Thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Hanson Gress. Ka eat with the shoe ye, we kashuk a ye tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta kanakaya ha an a kak gunish cheese.
Have a great weekend, everybody. That's Juneau Afternoon for this week.